What's up, guys? Welcome back to AODA Picks. It's NFL Week 9. My name's Garrett. Jesse couldn't make the podcast this week, so I'm going solo dolo on it. Before we get into it, if you guys haven't already, make sure you subscribe, rate, and review to the podcast. Also, go check out Dorm Room Sports, subscribe to that, and subscribe to AODA Media on YouTube if you haven't already. Thank you guys for listening. Let's go. All right, first matchup we got this week, NFL Week 9. We got the Broncos going into Atlanta. The Falcons are 4-point favorites in this one. Over-under set at 50. So Drew Lock coming off a really good game against the Chargers, honestly. It's best game of the season statistically. Of course, the Chargers had that huge lead. They're up 24-10 going into the third quarter. They're up 21 in the second half. Like, Chargers should have won that game, choked it away like they normally do. Now the Broncos are coming against basically the Chargers of the NFC and the Falcons here in this one. Falcons, great offense. Defense has been shaky, showed some flashes, but have been shaky, and they just find ways to lose games. They always seem like the more talented team, find ways to lose games. Going against the Broncos, I mean, the Broncos are just not a flashy team. They're a weird one. They've won games ugly this year. They're 5-2 against the spread. They found ways to cover. I think if we're going to look at matchups here, I'd look at Jerry Jeudy and Tim Patrick to have some pretty big games in this one. Could be some sleepers in fantasy and daily. They're going against the worst team in the league in terms of giving up passing touchdowns. So, I mean, favors them. One thing that does help the Falcons is the Broncos haven't exactly been explosive on offense this year, so might fare well. I think overall, though, the Falcons have too much offensive firepower compared to the Broncos. I don't think Broncos could keep pace with them, but you would have thought that last week against the Chargers, too. The Chargers found a way to choke it. The Falcons might do the same. It's hard to trust the Falcons, especially as 4-point favorites. That's a lot, but I would be leaning Atlanta in this one in terms of the spread and straight up. Next game, we got the Seahawks as 3-point favorites going into Buffalo. The over-under, high one, set at 55. Getting those November games in Buffalo, that's a much higher over-under than, you know, we pretty much ever see. So, looking at this one, the Bills have failed to cover in 4 straight games. They're off to a hot start. We were really high on them, especially on their offense, and it's... They've been falling apart lately, I'm not going to lie. I guess falling apart's a bit strong way to word it, but they have not been themselves lately. For the Seahawks, Chris Carson is out in this game. You're going to be getting a lot of DJ Dallas again for Seattle running the ball. Other than Jamal Adams, expected to return defensively. Should be a big help. Arguably their best player, probably behind Bobby Wagner. I'm looking at this. You got to think Seahawks have the advantage here. They're just the better team. The Bills, we thought the Bills may be one of the elite teams in the NFL when the season first started, but I think what they showed lately is that they're just not. They just really aren't. They're 3-5 against the spread this year. You know, great teams covering. They're not covering. Could be looking at the over, but again, 55 is pretty fucking high. Seahawks offense is going to put up a lot for sure. They're going to score a lot, but I don't think I trust the Bills to keep pace. Even against a bad Seahawks defense, don't love that either way. I do like Seattle -3 here. I think the Seahawks get the win in this one. It's hard to imagine Josh Allen and Buffalo going in and beating Russell Wilson. Even at home, still hard for me to see that happening. I think Seahawks get the dub. Russ, DK, Tyler Lockett, even without Chris Carson, that offense is just too explosive. Josh Allen can't keep pace with that. Next game, we got the Bears going into Tennessee. Titans are 6.5-point favorites. Over-under is 46.5. So, when Ryan Tannehill has started a regular season game for the Titans, they are 15-2 on overs. 15-2 hitting the over. This year, 6-1. Bears look like they're going to be missing 3-4 linemen. if we're looking at the over, I really wanted to go Tennessee with the over. The Bears line looks bad going into this game. It just looks bad, and it's tough. It's just tough to judge here how the Bears are going to play. That offense is so weird. Like, they have the guys to score, and we've seen him score. Mooney looks like he's going to be a good deep threat for Foles, but, like, you just don't know who's going to show up, especially missing linemen this week. Tennessee has some dogs on defense, even though they haven't come up and performed. There's been so many overs because the Tennessee offense going to score a lot, but also their defense just hasn't performed how we expected them to this year. They haven't been that great. I'd say Tennessee has the advantage in this one at 6.5. I think that's a lot. I don't trust them that much. Other than over 46.5, I think at this point in the season, if you're getting the Titans over 46.5, even the Bears offensive line situation, I do think you got to take it. You got to think about taking it. That's where I'd be leaning in this game. Our next game, we got the Ravens, 1-point favorites going into Indianapolis. This line's been moving in the Colts' direction. I forgot exactly what I opened up with, but I know the Ravens had at least a few points more as favorites. Over-under's 47.5. So Mark Ingram's out in this game. T.Y. Hilton's looking doubtful. They don't make that big of a difference to me. Darius Leonard's back and healthy. He makes the biggest difference in this one. I think Darius Leonard's going to be able to match up well against the Ravens speed guys. He's going to be able to keep up with, he's going to help against Mark Andrews. Obviously he can't cover the whole fucking field, but he's going to help against Lamar Jackson when he's moving too. Darius Leonard's going to play a big factor in this game, but Phillip Rivers against that Baltimore defense, it's going to be ugly. I think it's honestly going to be ugly. Rivers has thrown 3 or more touchdowns in 2 straight games, so good for him, back-to-back. Great games for Rivers. It's going to get ugly, though, folks. It's going to get ugly. I think he has, I'd say, like 1 touchdown to like 3 picks. I think it's going to be a stat line around there. It's not going to be good. Baltimore's going to get a defensive touchdown in this one. Ultimately, their offense isn't going to come up and play that well, but the defense is going to be the difference maker. I like Baltimore winning this one. You're getting them by 1 point. Basically, pick them. Hammer Baltimore. Next game, Panthers going into Kansas City. The Chiefs, 10.5-point favorites. Over-under set at 52. Christian McCaffrey is back, folks. McCaffrey's back. Thank God. He was my number one pick in fantasy, so bless up, first of all my McCaffrey fantasy owners. Let's fucking go. It's about time. The Panthers, with McCaffrey playing, average 64 more yards per game than when he's out. So, even if he's not 100%, even Mike Davis has been playing good too. I think what kind of bodes well for McCaffrey, even if he's not back 100%, Mike Davis has been playing really well in that position. So I think like the Panthers are just set up to succeed either way, even if they expect McCaffrey to get the ball a lot here. They're set up to succeed. McCaffrey's going to have a good game. I don't know how much of a difference it will make against the Chiefs' offense, though. Panthers have been frisky this year, but I think it was more some early season fire. They're an average team for sure, but when you go up against Kansas City Chiefs, the big dogs, and you got to keep up with Patty Mahomes and that offense, I don't even think McCaffrey's going to help you with that one. Chiefs are going to roll here. I like them. If I took this one, I would buy down to 9.5. I don't think it's going to be necessarily a blowout. I think the Panthers can score enough points to somewhat hang in there, but Chiefs got it pretty handily. I would take them by 9.5. Next game, we got Lions going into Minnesota. Vikings, 4-point favorites. Over-under set at 52.5. In these two teams' last 5 meetings, the Vikings have covered against them. Got the trend going. Other than the over has hit in the last 3 Vikings home games and the last 3 Lions road games. So a little trend if you want to take the over here. 52.5. Both defense has been bad this year. Offense has got some firepower. Maybe Kenny Galladay out for the Lions. Matt Stafford, we still don't know at this point if he's playing. At the time I'm recording this, we don't know if Stafford's playing. He was deemed to be a very high risk for COVID due to whoever the fuck tested positive for the Lions. Guess he was in close contact, deemed a high risk. He hasn't come up positive yet, I think, but there's still a chance he does before the game and he's unable to go. So obviously that would affect a lot. Let's assume Stafford's playing. Vikings by 4. I could see the line, especially after the Vikings go in and beat Green Bay. This is a big letdown spot for them. Big letdown spot. I think the Lions could come in and win. If Stafford isn't playing, that's a whole different ballgame. I mean, I'm expecting the line will shift, but if it's still Vikings minus 4 without Stafford, hammer Vikings. Next game, Giants at Washington football team. The football team's a minus 2.5-point favorite. Over-under's 43. Just another great NFC East matchup. You gotta love the NFC East matchups. Probably gonna be, let's try and predict score. It's gonna be something fucked up. It's gonna be like 19-15 somehow. It's gonna be something like that. I'm expecting a close game here. A low scoring close game. Don't trust either of these offenses, even though Washington's has been picking up a little bit. Gotta give credit to, you know what, Danny Dimes, great drive at, made some great plays on like 4th and long and 1 on 3rd and long in that last drive against Tampa Bay. Put an actual fucking dime to score the touchdown, almost to win it before missing the, or to tie it before missing the 2 points. So credit to Danny Dimes. Giants offense picked it up a little bit. Washington's has seemed to pick it up a little bit, getting in a little bit of a groove here. Both these defenses have been absolute studs all season, though. You got Washington, who's ranked 4th in total defense, and then they're number one in passing defense this season. Giants are the 2nd worst so far this year in total offense, too. So I don't expect them to be scoring a lot. Devontae Freeman, Golden Tate, both out in this one. Yeah, I think Danny Dimes is playing a little bit better, but now you're missing Freeman, you're missing Golden Tate. You're going against one of the best defenses in the league, the best passing defense in the league. With Danny Dimes, I like Washington here. Even though the Giants have really good defense, if you want to throw the under, I can understand that. But I do like Washington by 2.5. Yeah, it's going to be low scoring, close game, but I do think Washington has the advantage. Next game, Texans are 7-point favorites going into Jacksonville. Over-under set at 50. Gardner Minshew's out. Jake Luton, 6th round pick, starting quarterback for the Jacksonville Jaguars, the rookie out of Oregon State. So his critique, I think he was like 28-3 touchdown to interception ratio in college. Pretty solid, but his critique coming out in the draft was he doesn't take enough risk with the ball and he's terrible under pressure. So if you don't think the Texans are about to blitz the shit out of this kid, get ready. Get ready. The Texans are going to send the dogs at him. They're going to send J.J. Watt at him. He is He's fucked. Jacksonville's O-line already sucks. This QB's fucked. I feel bad for him. Texans are going to roll all over the fucking Jags in this game. Gardner Minshew was the only life this team had left. I get the Texans are 1-6 against the spread this year, but Deshaun Watson's about to put up 40 against that defense anyways. Texans defense is going to score a touchdown against this kid. This kid is, it's going to be bad. It's going to be an ugly game. Texans win it big. Take that 7. Take it at fucking anything, basically, Texans. All right, next game. We got the Raiders going into LA, going against the Chargers. This one's a pick 'em. Over-under's 52.5. So, divisional games, always weird, always tough to pick, especially when the line's set at a fucking pick 'em. Pick your poison here. Personally, I'm leading Raiders. I don't feel overly confident about either of these teams, but you just shouldn't bet on the Chargers to win a football game. The Chargers don't know how to win a football game. It's pretty fucking embarrassing. They just showed it last week against the Broncos. You gotta take the Raiders here. I mean, nothing more than you can't trust the Chargers to win a football game. I think their offense is consistently more explosive than the Raiders are. The Raiders hit big plays, and they run the ball more effectively than almost any team in the league. But the Chargers, just consistently under Herbert, have been able to throw the ball and move the rock. Other than the second half, they can't fucking run the ball well. And they play too conservatively, give up leads. Teams come back like the Broncos from 14 down in the 4th quarter and fucking win ball games. Raiders have the advantage running the ball. When it comes down to the second half, Chargers are fucked. Raiders probably gonna... Here's how it's going to go down. going to be a high scoring first half. I'd say about 21-17 Chargers, something like that. 21-17 going into halftime. Other than they're going to come out in their usual Charger ways. They're going to make it kind of interesting down the stretch. Raiders are going to keep scoring, though. Chargers scoring is going to slow down. It's going to be something like 35-31 Raiders. It's going to be a high-scoring game. I do like the over, but yeah, Chargers are losing this one. You got to bet against the Chargers in a pick'em. All right, next game. Huge spread. We got Steelers 14.5 point favorites against the Cowboys. Over-under's 44. Love the Steelers here. Absolutely love them. Garrett Gilbert starting at quarterback for the Cowboys. Who knows? Maybe the kid comes in and is a stud somehow. Probably not, though. Just probably not. Four-string quarterback coming into the season. Not in a great spot with this kid. He's going against the best defense, basically, in football. He's fucked. He's just in such a fuck situation. I feel bad for him. Some nuggets for you guys. Cowboys have failed to cover by an average of 10.1 points per game this season. That's currently on pace for the second worst in the Super Bowl era. The worst coming from the 81 Colts, who averaged 10.7. Steelers, third best in converting third downs in the NFL at 49%. Pretty fucking good. That's a ginormous advantage when your offense is doing it that well, going against an offense with their four-string quarterback in who hasn't taken a snap in the NFL and is basically a deer in the headlights, fucked against your defense. Steelers have one of the biggest advantages ever in this game. Just 14.5 points, you got to hammer that. Cowboys are the worst team in the league against the run, too. James Conner's going to have a field day. Look for him in Daly. He'd be a good pickup. Yeah, Steelers roll on this one. Next game, Dolphins going into Arizona against my Cardinals. Cardinals are 4.5 point favorites. Over-under set at 49. So, interesting fact about the Dolphins this season. They are covering by 11.5 points per game, which is on pace currently for the best in the Super Bowl era. I mean, Dolphins have been playing way better than anyone imagined. They've been playing way better, but you know what? So have the Cardinals. Both teams 5-2 against the spread this season. Key injuries for the Dolphins, Myles Gaskin, other than their backup running back, Matt Breida, both out this week. They're missing their top two running backs. Cardinals, Kenyon Drake, out of course with a concussion. So, you know, it's probably going to be a bit of a passing game, you got to expect. And we didn't quite get to see what we'd like to see out of Tua last week, because that defense was just rolling so much, and by the time the second half came around, you really didn't see anything out of Tua, and he didn't have that many opportunities in the first half either, because they kept getting turnovers, they got punt return touchdown, they ran a fumble back for a touchdown, so we didn't see a whole lot of Tua, like at least enough to judge, and I didn't see anything particularly special. I thought he looked decent on a couple drives, had the touchdown pass, he did look good there. This Cardinals defense has been fucking good, though. They have been good. I mean, they just made Russell Wilson throw three picks. You never see that. You never see Russell Wilson throwing interceptions like that. This defense has been amazing. Buda Baker's been the best safety in the NFL over the last month. I'm rolling Cardinals here. This offense is proven. We know that they can score points. Dolphins defense has been good. Kyler Murray's had some turnover issues. That's something to worry about a little bit. I think coming off the bye, though, they're going to be even better than they were against Seattle. I think they're going to keep improving this year. I like the Cardinals here. I like that defense against Tua. I think they win by at least 4.5. Taken by at least a touchdown. Hammering Cardinals here. Next game, Saints going into Tampa Bay against the Bucks. Bucks are 4-point favorites. Sunday night football here. Over-under 50.5. We got the Drew Brees versus Tom Brady matchup. The two GOATs going at it. All right. Michael Thomas should be fucking back this week. That's going to help the Saints. What's not going to help the Saints is the fact that Brees is dealing with a shoulder injury. Seems like he will be playing, but he already just can't throw the football downfield this year. It's already been a huge concern. Now he's playing with the shoulder injury. It's going to be an even bigger concern here. If you're the Saints, you got to be worried about that. Even with Michael Thomas returning, if Breeze can't get in the ball, then like, I expect Sean Payton to get creative, start throwing in maybe a little Jameis. Maybe a little Jameis against the Bucks. You never know. But start expecting that. Expect a lot of Taysom Hill. Expect a lot of Taysom Hill in this game. Because he's going to have to get cute to keep up with the Bucks in this one, I think. And the Bucks are just a completely better team than when they played the Saints in week one. Tom Brady, since he threw two picks in that game, has only thrown two picks in all the other games this season. Tom's looking fucking good. The Buccaneers' offense has been rolling. And Antonio Brown is playing, which I actually think will make a difference in this one. When you look, I mean, Antonio Brown's still going to be Antonio Brown. I get he's fucking crazy. He's still going to be Antonio Brown, though. When he played that one game for the Patriots, he came in. It still looked like fucking Antonio Brown. You scored a touchdown in that first game back for the Patriots. Like, Tom Brady really likes this guy. That speaks just enough. That says enough right there. If Tom Brady likes him, that says enough. AB's going to be playing. He's going to make a difference to this offense. No way Drew Brees with a hurt rotator is going to keep up with Tom Brady in the stacked fucking Buccaneers offense that's now adding Antonio Brown to the squad. Their defense has been good too. Good enough at least to slow down a hurt Drew Brees-led offense. Bucks rolling this one. By four, easily take the Bucks. All right. Monday Night Football final game. They gave us another shitty Monday night. Go figure. Patriots, 10-point favorites going into MetLife against the Jets. Over-under is 41. Jets fucking suck. Patriots fucking suck too. So, what do? I don't know. Probably bet against the Jets just because it's the Jets. But you're also betting on the Patriots. I mean, Joe Flacco starting at quarterback. Who the fuck knows? This game might be 6-3. Honestly, it might be fucking 6-3 depending on how Cam plays. Who the fuck knows? It's a gross game. Just fuck this game. Honestly, fuck this game. The over-under's 41. Like, fuck this game. That's all I got to say about it. I don't even have picks. That's my pick. Just fuck this game. All right. Let's get into the actual picks for this week. I'm going to start off. I am taking Seahawks -3. They're coming into Buffalo. Russ Wilson is going to put up at least 5 touchdowns, rolling over the Bills. I know it's East Coast. Seahawks have had to travel a shit ton this year, But yeah, they're going to come in. They're going to roll over Buffalo. Seahawks -3. Next game, I'm taking Bears and Titans over 46.5. I am going to take this over. I think the Titans are going to put up a lot of points, especially after that week against the Bengals. That was just atrocious. I don't know what happened. I think that was a letdown game. They're going to come back in this one, put up a big spot offensively. I think the Bears, even with the missing linemen, will be able to put up enough to cover. But I like the Titans by at least scoring at least 30 points in this one. Bears can put up 17. We can cover here. Ravens -1 against the Colts. You're asking me Ravens or Colts straight up. It's the Ravens. It's the Ravens. That defense is going to have a field day with Rivers like I talked about earlier. Ravens rolling in this one. Giants and Washington, I'm taking under 43 here. A lot of people are taking the under in this one. And, you know, you got two pretty bad offenses, two really good defenses. I'm going to get chalky with it. I'm going to take the under. I'm going to take the basic ass pick here. I mean, there's going to be like 20 total points scored in this game. So, hammering the under. Next pick, I'm taking Texans -7 against the Jags. Texans are rolling. Jake Luton, you're fucked. Sorry, bud. Texans roll. Taking the Raiders, pick them against the Chargers. Raiders rolling. And then I'm taking the Steelers. I bought down to 13.5. I think the Steelers win by at least 21, but just playing it safe, buying down 13.5, and they're rolling over the Cowboys. Absolutely rolling over the Cowboys and Garrett Gilbert in this one. That's it for the picks, boys. Let's have a great Sunday. Let's hit some fucking winners. I'll see you for week 10. Make sure you subscribe, rate, and review if you haven't already. Subscribe to AOTA Media on YouTube and subscribe to Dorm Room Sports. Thanks for listening. We're out. I had a dream I could buy my way to heaven. When I awoke, I smit that on a necklace. I told God I'll be back in a second. Man, it's so hard not to act reckless. To whom much is given, much is tested. Get arrested, guess until he get the message. I feel the pressure under more scrutiny. And what I do, act more stupidly. Bought more jewelry, more Louis V. My mama couldn't get through to me.